Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. On Wednesday night, Concordia's student union passed boycott, divestment, and sanction motions at their special general meeting. This vote, which passed with a sweeping majority of 885 to 50, empowers the student union to present similar motions at Concordia's next Board of Governors meeting. The special general meeting is a formal meeting where the student body, who are members of the union, can discuss and vote for or against motions. The motions being discussed and voted on by the student body were all related to boycott, divestment, and sanctions against Israel. BDS is a framework now 20 years old, where institutions commit to breaking financial and symbolic ties with Israel in support of Palestine. Hundreds of students showed up to the meeting, filling every seat in the hall building auditorium, sitting on the floor, and even spilling out onto the mezzanine. Despite this overflow, the union held an open vote, with hands holding red cards in the air, and every vote was counted. There was tension in the room. A small group of students wore Israeli flags. Other masses of students wore keffiyehs. Both groups shouted and cheered at times. There were a few confrontations. But despite this, the motions passed swiftly. This is because one student, Ali Selman, moved to vote for the entire agenda en bloc, meaning that rather than discussing and voting on each motion individually, they would simply go straight to a vote on everything.
I think everyone here knows the moral stance on Palestine and Gaza, and I'd like to call motion one divest to question.
This move was met with cheers and boos, but in the end, the meeting of over 900 students participating in democracy was over in under 2 hours. Here is Selman on why he moved to call the vote.
Because, I mean, it's pretty clear from the results that it's a sweeping majority. And it was very clear from the beginning that people came in with keffiyehs and Palestinian flags and in full support of the BDS motion. So there's literally no reason to just put forward the discussion that's going to take longer. We had to end it through and through. The people who want BDS and divestment are not a small minority. Indeed, it's the people who are against BDS and divestment who are the really, really, really small minority.
Caleb Munder is an engineering student at Concordia. He is one of the 50 students who voted against the motion. He is concerned about Concordia ending engineering internships with some of the companies on the BDS list.
So with disclose, I don't have a problem with. I think we should have transparent university. With divest, I had a problem with the ending of the employment partnerships because that my perspective on that was that, okay, there are a lot of ethical internships. There are a lot of ethical factors to any internship or any job that someone chooses. And what we should be doing is educating students on how to choose a job that is ethical and meets these different things, not forcing students to not be at a certain place. So I don't think that was so that was one of the concerns I had.
He granted that the meeting had followed a democratic process, but he wished there could have been more discussion.
I don't think this can be blamed on the rules because I think this is allowable within the rules. But right away, people moved to prevent any discussion. And so there was no discussion on the motion. I know there's a lot of people here who feel very marginalized by it.
Concordia has not responded for comment on the outcome of the union's vote yet. In the past, they have denied direct unethical investments, and their president, Graham Carr, has been outspoken against adopting BDS. Concordia's student union will now present BDS motions at Concordia's upcoming Board of Governors meeting on February 6th. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.